So I'm just going to quickly show you a left-handed muting technique. So this technique's great if you want to add a bit of musicality and a bit of extra interest to your rhythm playing. So what we're going to do here is with your fretting hand, we're actually going to use it as a mute. So what this means is that we're going to take the pressure off from our normal chord and then reapply it later on just to kind of vary it up a little bit. So our normal chord with the pressure on sounds like this. So this is an A bar chord on the fifth fret. Then if we take the pressure off, we get this. Pressure on, off. You can hear there's quite a bit of a difference there. When you put the pressure on for the chord, notes ring out nice and clearly, but when you take it off, you get a nice chunky percussive sound to your rhythm playing. So this is useful for when you want to do strumming patterns. So if I just put this into action now, I'm just going to do a really basic strumming pattern like this. So when I add the mutes in between, it will create a bit of a percussive sound. So I'll just do the normal strumming pattern and then I'll add mutes in. So now with mutes. So hopefully you can hear there's quite a bit of a difference there. The muting kind of breaks up the pattern a little bit and makes you sound a lot more musical. So there's no kind of hard set rule where when to do this muting thing. I usually find I just do it when it kind of feels right. It's great for enhancing a particular rhythmic part or something like that. So just use it when you feel it's appropriate and you'll be on your way in no time. Thanks for listening and I'll catch you again soon.